KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, the girls' state softball championships get underway today at Harlan Rogers Park in Fort Dodge. In Class 1A first-round action this morning, Martinsdale-St. Mary's will get the tournament started with a battle against Galen Catholic at 11 o'clock. At 11:30, Newell Fonda plays Charter Oak Ute. At 1 o'clock, it's Earlham versus Marquette Catholic, and then Don Bosco plays Mason City Newman Catholic in a game that starts at 1:30 today. Class 2A first-round action continues throughout the middle of the afternoon as Durant faces Denver at 3 o'clock. Des Moines Christian will play Emmitsburg in a game that starts at 3:30. Wayne will face Traynor in a 5 o'clock matchup tonight. The Cardinals are 25-5 coming into that match. And Van Meter will play Sumner Fredericksburg in a game that has a 5:30 first pitch. A couple of 3A first-round games scheduled for tonight. At 7 o'clock, Solon will play Waukon. And it'll be Estherville-Lincoln Central against East Marshall in a game that gets going at 7:30 this evening. Well, the boys' baseball playoffs continued Saturday night in Class 1A District Finals. It was Coon Rapids Bayard beating Exira EHK 7-3, Earlham over Van Meter 3-2, St. Albert beat Logan Magnolia 5-1, and Traynor over Sydney 4-3. Also winning Saturday night in boys' district finals were BGM, Bishop Garrigan, Lansing Key, Lawton Bronson, Lisbon, Martinsdale St. Mary's, Newman Catholic, North Tama, Preston, Remsen St. Mary's, Storm Lake St. Mary's, and also Twin Cedars. All those teams moving on to the substate round this week. In Class 2A district finals on Saturday night, it was Clarinda over Tri-Center 8-3, while Kemper Catholic beat East Sac County by a score of 5-1. Also winning, Alta Aurelia, Dyersville Beckman, Clarion Goldfield, Davis County, Forest City, Hudson, Mount Vernon, North Fayette, North Polk, Ogden, PCM, Wapello, West Branch, and Western Christian. All were winners in 2A district finals. They move on to the substate round as well. Baseball playoffs continue tonight. Class 3A district finals include Glenwood playing Harlan tonight. That game at Glenwood. Also at Denison tonight, Carroll will face Sergeant Bluff Luton. The winners moving on to the substate finals later this week. All these games being played at 7 o'clock tonight, and there are other lots of games around the state as well, as the 3A district finals all are scheduled for this evening. Also, Class 4A boys substate semifinals are scheduled for tonight. There are 8 games scheduled around the state in the substate semifinals in the big school class. Well, the San Diego Padres took 2 of 3 in their weekend series against the LA Dodgers after getting swept in each of their last 3-game series at Chavez Ravine. On Saturday night, they used 2 runs in the ninth to beat the Dodgers. Sunday, the Dodgers gave 1 away with 5 costly errors that were converted into 6 unearned runs in a Padres 7-2 victory. Elsewhere around the National League, Buster Posey had 3 hits and 2 RBIs to back Matt Cain as the Giants beat the Astros 3-2. Reds moved a game ahead of Pittsburgh in the National League Central, with the Reds finishing up a 3-game sweep as they doubled up St. Louis 4-2 for their 6th straight win. Scott Rowland broke an 8th-inning tie with a 2-run single for the Reds. Ben Sheets hadn't pitched in the majors for 2 years until Sunday, but this time, the time away didn't hurt him. The newly signed Atlanta Brave blanked the Mets over 6 innings in a 6-1 Atlanta victory. All-star Steven Strasburg snapped a 3-game losing streak, pitching Washington past Miami 4-0. Hunter Pence hit a 3-run homer. The Philadelphia Phillies beat Colorado 5-1. Giovanni Gallardo struck out a career-high 14 in 7 innings to lead Milwaukee to a 4-1 win over Pittsburgh. And Darwin Barney homered as Matt Garza threw 7 shutout innings, lifting the Cubs to a 3-1 win and a 3-game sweep of Arizona. In the American League, Justin Verlander rebounded nicely from his all-star outing to pitch Detroit to a 4-0 win over Baltimore. Texas blanked Seattle 4-0 on a Matt Harrison 5-hitter. Chris Sale won his 8th straight decision, pitching the White Sox to a 2-1 win over Kansas City. Albert Pujols and Eric Ibar hit consecutive home runs off Ivan Nova in the first inning as the Angels hung on for a 10-8 win over the Yankees. Will Middlebrooks drove in a pair during a tie-breaking 3-run 5th, leading Boston to a 7-3 win over Tampa Bay. Carlos Villanueva struck out a career-best 8 in 6 scoreless innings, leading Toronto to a 3-0 win over Cleveland. Yoenis Cespedes had his first career four-hit game, including a homer and three RBIs, as Oakland topped Minnesota 9-4. In other baseball news, Orioles right-hander Jason Hamill will undergo arthroscopic surgery on his right knee. He's expected to be out 3 to 4 weeks. Hamill leads Baltimore in wins and strikeouts. His knee's been bothering him since May, but the injury became more serious after Friday night when he was forced to leave a game against Detroit after throwing a pitch in the fourth inning. In Pacific Coast League baseball action on Sunday, it was the Iowa Cubs beating Omaha by a score of 9-1. Iowa will host New Orleans, opening up a series tonight at home, while Omaha will be at home against Oklahoma City this evening. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, Zach Johnson birdied the second playoff hole to win the John Deere Classic in a playoff against Troy Madison. Madison was trying for a wire-to-wire win. Both players double bogeyed the first playoff hole before Johnson knocked his second shot on the second playoff hole within 1 foot of the pin for a tap-in birdie. Steve Stricker, trying to win his fourth straight Deere title, had to settle for a tie for fifth place. Phil Mickelson shot a 2-over-74 in the final round to finish 5 shots back in the Scottish Open. Jeev Milka Singh won the tournament, beating Francesco Molinari with a birdie on the first playoff hole. Roger Chapman has won the U.S. Senior Open by 2 strokes as he shot a 4-under-66 on Sunday to finish the tournament at 10-under, joining impressive company. Chapman, Jack Nicklaus, Gary Player, and Hale Irwin are the only players to reach the U.S. To win the U.S. Senior Open and the Senior PGA Championship in the same year. Well, Darren Clark has turned in the claret jug. They just can't take away his first major title. Clark effectively finished off his year-long reign as British Open champion today by surrendering the symbol of his triumph to R&A Chief Executive Peter Dawson. The winner at Royal St. George's said he had tears in his eyes when he gave up the trophy. He's amazed at how fast that time went by. Clark hasn't done much as a player since his triumph last year. His highest finish is 17th, and he missed the cut at both the PGA and the Masters before withdrawing from the U.S. Open with an injury. He admits to falling into a bit of a trap, trying to live up to his title instead of just going out and playing like a champion. In racing, Casey Kane has won his second Sprint Cup race of the season by holding off Denny Hamlin at the New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Kane took the lead from Hamlin during a restart on the 240th lap of the 300-lap race at the 1 Mile Oval Sunday. He was helped by miscommunication between Hamlin, who wanted 2 tires changed, and crew chief Darian Grubb, who thought he wanted 4. That longer pit stop left Hamlin in 13th place, but he kept passing cars until only Kane remained in front. But Kane stayed ahead and won by about 10 car lengths. It was Kane's 14th win of his career, his first since May 27th at Charlotte. Clint Bowyer, Dale Earnhardt Jr., and Brad Keselowski rounded out the top five. Team owner Roger Penske says driver A.J. Allmendinger will be back for the next Sprint Cup race if he's reinstated by NASCAR. Allmendinger was suspended by NASCAR last week after a urine sample came back positive for what his team identified only as a stimulant. Penske said Sunday that he's standing behind Allmendinger. Allmendinger's A sample tested positive, and a B sample is to be tested with his toxicologist present. Penske says he hopes to know something about those results within 10 days. Well, Drew Brees has passed his physical and signed his historic $100 million 5-year contract with the New Orleans Saints. The star quarterback agreed to the deal on Friday. He visited team headquarters Sunday to put pen to paper on a contract that gives him the highest average annual pay in NFL history. Brees then stopped by a sandwich shop that he owns to grab some lunch. There he posed for photos, shook hands, and signed autographs for fans. Brees says he missed his teammates and is eager to practice against the scheme of new defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo. Brees spends parts of off seasons in Southern California. The Saints report for training camp on July 24th. In horse racing news, Kentucky Derby and Preakness runner-up Bodie Meister has a fever, and trainer Bob Baffert says the colt won't run in the Haskell Invitational in 2 weeks. Baffert posted on Twitter on Sunday that Bodie Meister will miss the $1 million race at New Jersey's Monmouth Park due to temperature. Bodie Meister would likely have been the favorite. Last week, Belmont Stakes winner Union Rags was declared out of the Haskell with a tendon injury. Kuwaiti athletes will be allowed to compete under their country's flag at the London Games. The International Olympic Committee suspended Kuwait in 2010 because of political interference. The IOC said in May that Kuwaiti athletes could participate at the Games despite the dispute, but would have to compete and march in the opening ceremony under the Olympic flag. IOC spokesman Mark Adams said Sunday that the suspension has been lifted, adding the Kuwaiti flag, which will be raised, and the national anthem played at the Olympics. And Europe's largest airport is set to welcome a record number of passengers as athletes begin arriving for the London Games. Heathrow says that today athletes from 50 nations will arrive in what it is describing as Britain's biggest peacetime transport challenge. Some 236,955 passengers are expected to pass through the airport. The previous record of 233,562 was set in July of 2011. Heathrow has enlisted some 1,000 volunteers to meet and greet the athletes, officials, and media, hoping to put a bright face on the Games. British authorities have also stepped up the numbers of immigration officials to check passports, hoping to avoid the long lines at the border that have made headlines in recent weeks. The London Olympics get started July 27th, and they end on August 12th. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.